This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 699, entitled Denied Entry as a Masculist to a University Feminist Public Talk on Reproductive Justice. Description. I got denied entry to a University Feminist Public Talk on Reproductive Justice by a gorilla man bouncer, who was asked by the monoconscious feminist organisers of this talk to block me so that I could not point out to them and to the audience of the talk that men are given far less reproductive justice than are women, given that women have the legislated MARA, that's maternity rejection right, but men have no legislated PARA, paternity rejection right. So millions of men have their lives ruined by women who force paternity on them, manslaving them for two decades to pay for a kid that these men never wanted in the first place. Now the flyer itself. Denied access as a masculist to a university feminist public talk on reproductive justice by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In February 2025, I went to a university public talk to hear some feminists talk about reproductive justice, or the lack of it, with the growing number of restrictions in Western countries on women's access to abortion. I had planned to make the point to this audience and to the speakers that the level of reproductive justice shown men is far inferior to what is shown women, because at least women have the MARA, maternity rejection right, that is, the legislated right of a woman to reject an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin her life. As is well known to masculists, men have no PARA, paternity rejection right. Not a single country in the world has legislated the right for a man to reject an unwanted pregnancy that could ruin his life. And for millions of men, this is just what happens. That is, they have their lives ruined, being forced by law to pay for a kid he never wanted in the first place, thus manslaving him for two decades until the kid is off his hands. When I turned up to the venue, there were a bunch of women, mostly in their 30s and 40s, waiting for the public talk to start, as was I. Then some really beefy guy, who could readily be employed as a bouncer at a nightclub in a seedy neighbourhood, came up to me and asked me if I was Hugo. I said yes, and then he said, "You do not have permission to attend this talk." My immediate reply was, "Ha! Well, that's sexual discrimination against men. It will cost them," in brackets, "them," in quotes, referring to the obviously monoconscious feminists who organized the talk, close brackets. There was no way in Hades that I could defy him, since he was built like a gorilla, probably three times my strength, literally. So I just went home, resolving that I would write this flyer, pointing out the awful hypocrisy of modern-day monoconscious feminists, or more accurately, femin-Nazis. Then I began to think a bit about what had happened, and about its lead-up. The night before, I sent off an email question to the organisers that paraphrasing quite a bit here, maybe, went as follows, dash, quote, "I assume you are making the unconscious assumption that you are talking about reproductive justice for half the population, that is, women. In reality, men have far less reproductive justice than women, since at least you women have the MARA, maternity rejection right, but we men don't have the PARA, paternity rejection right. So millions of women legally force men into an undesired paternity that ruins their lives. Do you feel guilty that you concentrate on women's reproductive justice far more than men, who need it a lot more? Question mark, end quote. I gave my name, so I'm guessing they Googled me, came across my 1,000 videos on YouTube on masculism, and felt alarmed enough to organize the presence of the university bodyguard, which is what I assume he was, that is, employed by the university to literally throw out undesirable characters from meetings. He was very polite about it, and with a smile. He was definitely not a low IQ'd idiot by any means. This experience got me thinking. The feminist organizers must have been afraid enough of me and what I might do during their meeting to motivate them sufficiently to make the effort to organize the presence of the bouncer. They did all this within the half day between me emailing them the question and the time of the talk. That in turn made me conscious how profoundly hypocritical monoconscious feminists are when they are confronted with biconscious masculists who point out to them their awful hypocrisy. Now, of course, monoconscious feminists, by definition, are ignorant of how much worse women oppress men. They have not been exposed to masculist ideas. Masculism has yet to really hit the campuses, and it has certainly not yet hit the media. More than half of journalists in the US now are female, and most of them are feminists, monoconscious feminists, who feel angered by any critique of women coming from men, even if what the men are saying seems reasonable to people who have no dog in the gender political fight. Masculine MGTOW thinking is still largely confined to the internet, in special websites that cater to the manosphere, that is, men on the internet, talking about men's issues, about men's liberation. So I walked away from the venue feeling a tremendous sense of injustice, thinking, quote, no wonder masculists label such women, such misandrist, monoconscious feminists as feminazis. No, they denied me of freedom of speech. They did not take my question at all seriously. I suppose if they did, the strength of the question, namely that men's reproductive justice is far lower than women's, in brackets, given that women have the MARA and men don't have the PARA, close brackets, would have deeply undermined their whole effort of seeking more reproductive justice for women, a goal towards which some of these women are devoting years of their lives fighting for. It's my impression that most monoconscious feminists don't give a shit about men's issues and just toss them off when masculists confront them with the idea that in reality women oppress men worse, with women's many gender crimes against men that last decades, making them a lot more serious than the relatively minor ways that men oppress women. Men's oppression of women, for example, rape, domestic violence, sexual harassment, patriarchy, misogyny, etc., are small beer in comparison with women's oppression of men, in brackets, for example, the big three that the masses keep harping on, namely women's man's slavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering, close brackets. It's frustrating for a well-informed, biconscious masculist to have to go through such examples of monoconscious feminist hypocrisy and bigotry as happened with me being blocked by the bouncer. It's obvious that the masculists and the MGTOWs need to do a lot more in terms of educating the public, and particularly monoconscious feminists, that gender oppression is very much a two-way street and that women oppress men far worse. Masculists and MGTOWs need to push their ideas onto the media so that the journalists can spread these ideas to the public, to the masses, to the millions, and later, as these masculists and MGTOW ideas spread across the planet, to the billions, thus causing a profound change in the way that billions of people live their lives. The core idea of masculism is that it is a rebellion by men, against working for women, for decades of men's lives, being manslaves to women who don't bother to fip up, that is, become FIPs, in brackets, financially independent persons, by bothering to get career-competent educations so that they do not become fluffies as adults, in brackets, fluffies, equals, traditional women who expect to parasite off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life. Masker see fluffies as vermin, manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, and aim to wipe them off the face of the earth by totally ignoring them, not even pumping and dumping them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and spat at, utterly rejected by men, both socially and sexually. Now I ask myself, trying to put myself into the shoes of a monoconscious feminist who is half my age, in brackets, I'm nearly 80, who has been brainwashed all her young life by feminism, monoconscious feminism, that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. This is the core idea of feminism, making it a deeply misandrous, genocentric ideology that truly pisses men off. In the US today, nearly two-thirds of young men between 18 and 30 don't even date young women, claiming that these young women are undateable due to being, in quotes, too poisoned by feminism. This stat came from a 2022 opinion poll from Pew, P-W, Research Center, who have a good reputation for reliability. Personally, I see that horrible stat as the most threatening of all existential threats to humanity's survival, worse than a nuclear holocaust or global warming, since if we have a nuclear holocaust, there are underground cities where a small proportion of humanity can survive and repopulate the planet. And if the coastal cities are flooded, people can move to the areas that today are too cold for human habitation. But if two-thirds of young men continue to date strike, then we definitely wipe ourselves out. Masculists see monoconscious feminists as geociders, indirectly wiping out the planet's population. So not surprisingly, biconscious masculists bite the fucking heads off monoconscious feminists when we come across them, attacking them with real verbal violence, with masculist ideological hatred, haranguing them out of the room. This is the kind of thing that I write in my masculist flyers, so I'm guessing that the feminist organizers of this public talk were afraid I might harangue them during their talk and ruin it for them, hence the bouncer. I am wondering what kind of cognitive dissonance millions of monoconscious feminists will go through when the numbers of masculists and MGTOWs in their social circle increases to the point that such gender political confrontations described above become inevitable, especially on campuses. I suspect that the depth of monoconscious feminist brainwashing, in brackets, that gender oppression is a one-way street and that men are the oppressors, hence should be hated, close brackets, is so strong, especially after the 6-decades-long gender political monopoly the feminists have had, that millions of monoconscious feminists will not have a sufficiently open mind to adapt to the major paradigm shift that will take place from gender political monoconsciousness to biconsciousness. I predict that millions of such women will suffer real cognitive dissonance and hence reject biconsciousness, since it goes against their monoconscious feminist religion, that is, against their core beliefs as to how the world works or should work. I predict that it will take a major force to convert monoconscious feminists to biconsciousness. For me, that force is what young men in the US today are doing to young women. That is, nothing. These two-thirds of young men are voting with their feet by walking away from women, not even dating them. So I suspect 5 years from now, so many young women, especially ardent monoconscious feminist women, will have gone through a lot, in capital letters, of pain. as their freshly minted, bi-conscious, maskless boyfriends, partners, husbands start seeing their monoconscious, feminist, girlfriends, partners, wives as hypocritical bigots who then become disgusted with these women and then dump them. Millions of them. When this army of millions of dumped monoconscious feminist women see later that their former boyfriends are now beginning new relationships with bi-conscious feminists, then that will powerfully motivate them to become bi-conscious themselves by learning maskless arguments, if ever they are to have a boyfriend again and not be forced by bi-conscious masculisted men, in brackets, who will be most men, as maskless and MGTOW ideas spread widely across the planet to the point that these ideas are as widely known as feminist ideas, close brackets. But we are still some years away from such a scenario. So early day maskless, like myself, will have to continue suffering the awful hypocrisy of monoconscious feminists, as happened to me at that talk. I'm confident that maskless and MGTOW ideas will eventually become known to nearly all thinking people, certainly to upper middle class people with university degrees. I foresee a time when society will simply expect upper middle class people to be bi-conscious for reasons of simple fairness to both sexes. What happened to me at that talk that is being blocked by the Gorilla Man bouncer due to the efforts of the monoconscious feminist organisers of that talk is an example of monoconscious feminist hypocrisy and bigotry. Maskers see clearly this hypocrisy, since we are aware how much worse women oppress men. This awareness monoconscious feminists do not have, since if they did, then, by definition, they would be bi-conscious. It's the experience of maskers that bi-conscious feminists are a lot nicer to be with, because these women have lost their monoconscious feminazi bitchiness towards men, because they have had